got her stand. Let's get right into season 9. Season 9 is our 9th season on YouTube and our 9th season here on the podcast. And that it is very exciting. We have about 24 new subjects that we're coming up with. And a lot of this has been suggested by fans. People on the community, in YouTube, and here on the podcast. We also hit a major milestone of 4,000 subscribers, which is awesome. And I want to personally thank all of you for believing in scouting and doing all that you do for scouting. And with that, let's dive right into girls in girl troops in Scouts BSA. Girls have always been a part of the scouting movement in some way. BP's wife started the Girl Guides back in England when BP actually was confronted by a troop of girls at, I believe it was the first World Jamboree. Now, Girl Scouts in the United States was established in 1912, but keep in mind they're not part of the WOSM organization. WOSM is the World Organization of the Scout Movement. American Girl Scouts, or Guides, are actually part of WAGS. That's the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. They are really a separate organization. In 2019, during the reorganization of scouting in the United States, Scouts BSA emerged with two distinct troops, a boy troop and a girl troop. This is a revolutionary concept that brings the values of Scouts BSA to girls everywhere in America. It's a new chapter in scouting in America where girls can thrive and learn the essential skills and build lifelong friendships. In a girl troop, girls gain leadership skills, develop self-confidence, and embrace the outdoors. They learn to navigate through the challenges of overcoming obstacles and becoming a leader of tomorrow. A girl troop follows the same program that the boys do in Scouts BSA, earning merit badge, participating in advancements, opportunities, enjoying a wide range of activities, from camping under the stars to hiking through the breathtaking landscapes, the experience of a lifetime. Now keep in mind, all troops, boy and girl, embody inclusivity and diversity. They welcome all youth from many walks of life, creating a supportive environment where everyone can grow and contribute. It's a place where you can truly thrive and develop lifelong friendships. With girl troops, you have a chance to be recognized for your accomplishments. They can even earn the prestigious awards, including the Eagle Scout rank, demonstrating their dedication, perseverance, and leadership. Now, girl and boy troops are made entirely possible by dedicated adult leaders who deliver in empowering youth to succeed. They provide mentorships, guidance, coaching, support, helping youth unleash their full potential and make a positive impact on their own community. Now, there are some people who think that the Scouts in the United States started all of this just as a membership grab. This is far from the truth, because Scouting has had girls in the program since 1971 through Explorers, and even today through Venture Crews, which are truly co-ed. If this was a membership grab, Scouting would have doubled in size. It's doing well, but it didn't double. So it's kind of an urban myth to think that this was a membership grab. It's important as an adult leader to make sure that those who are thinking that way need to be shown what it's really about. Be that example. Help support girls and boys in their troops. And keep up that really hard work that you do day in and day out. I am very appreciative, and I am thankful that you are part of scouting. And until next time, I'll see you on the trail.